I'm Elizabeth Reese.
I'm Marjorie Punnett.
And this is The Nest, our mini-sode all about the delightful and delicious and just wonderful things that make our homes just where we want to be. Marjorie, this week we were talking about the Sunday scaries. Struggle's real, my friend.
Yes, it is. Sunday scaries, Sunday blues. Most of us have gone through it. What was the percentage? 70-something percent of Americans feel?
76%. Yeah, 76% of Americans say that they regularly experience the Sunday scaries. And then, and this was coming from Monster, that job website, and they compared the statistics to worldwide. 47% of people in other parts of the world feel the Sunday blues. So Americans are struggling with the Sunday scaries at a significantly higher rate than the rest of the world. Shocking?
I think not.
So,
of course we are.
So we thought in The Nest today that we would share just like a couple of things that make Sundays a little bit better in our homes. And hopefully this might inspire you and inspire all of us to incorporate some fun little Sunday treats or rituals to make things better. So Marjorie, you want to start? Or should I?
You start.
Okay, I'm going to start with three letters that came up when I Googled Sunday scaries over and over and over again. Are you ready for those letters?
Please.
CBD. CBD is all the rage. Okay, everybody's into the CBD oils. There is a whole line of CBD oils called Sunday scaries. And then it also comes in gummies and whatever. And so you guys know that CBD, if you're not talking about it or using it, it is derived from marijuana, but it doesn't have any of the THC. So it's the cannabinoid extract. So it basically kind of can like take off the edge of anxiety, help to just calm you a little bit. A lot of people are using it to help them sleep. And, but it doesn't have, I mean, it's perfectly legal. It doesn't even have to, it's not a question of if it's legal or not. It just is, because it's just like a supplement.
I saw a CBD oil and lotion kiosk at the mall.
Oh yeah, it's everywhere. You can get lotion.
Yeah,
it's really great for if you have like muscle aches or, you know, whatever kind of soreness. The topical can really help with that. And I even just got CBD treats for my dog, Marjorie. I kid you not, because we're having this kitchen remodel done, and there are people in and out of the house all the time, and she's even more anxious than normal. And so at our pet food store, they were like, this could totally make a difference. And the place where we board her when we go out of town said, I think that she could benefit from having some CBD treats to just take the edge off a little bit.
Have you started using them?
No, I just got them. So I haven't started using them yet. I'm going to start using them this week. But I have...
We tried the oil with Jack, our dog, and I'm not sure. I'll be really interested to see if it works, because with Jack, I don't know that it did, but Jack is super anxious. So I'll be curious, because Jack gets very stressed out if there is rain or thunderstorms.
Yes, yes.
I mean, so, so sad. Just starts to cry and can't get comfortable and paces. And so we bought the CBD oil, but it didn't work for Jack, but I've heard it work for so many other dogs. So I'll be really curious if it works for yours.
Well, I'm looking forward to trying it, but I have one that I'm really liking that I have tried on me and that I continue to try on me. And I got it at Lemon Lane. Remember, we did a podcast with Laura Lemon, who owns Lemon Lane in Nashville, and she has a location in Houston. It's like a clean, green wellness and beauty shop. So the brand is Yuyo Botanics. It's Y-U-Y-O Botanics. I'll post the picture of it on our Instagram and Facebook and whatnot. And I have an AM formula. They also have a PM formula that's even stronger, but I just have the AM formula and I just use it just like a few drops. I had a really, really stressful week. I mean, this was a week that was off the charts. And so I just put a few drops under my tongue at night just to try to wind down and feel a little bit less like I wanted to cry. So that was good. and it did. I know. It was one of those.
And did it?
And it does help.
Does it work?
Yeah, it works great. You can feel like a little bit of relaxation immediately.
Okay, I may have to get that. Because I've been wanting to try it, but it just feels... Explain that to me, though, because I can't even understand.
So for me, when I get... If I get really anxious or stressed or worried, I feel it right in my sternum. I can feel it in my chest, and it feels like pressure on my chest. And as soon as I just take a few droppers, a little drop, and then it just takes about 30 seconds, and then the tightness starts to release from my chest.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you do this at night?
Well, you can do it at night or in the morning. I have it right here. You want me to do it right now? I'll do it right now.
Yes.
Ready? Uh-huh. It's under my
tongue. This makes me so happy.
And then this one that I have has ashwagandha, which is an adaptogen that comes from a mushroom that helps your body to process stress better too. And then it also has lemon oil and peppermint oil in it. Yeah, I feel
okay,
great.
This is this is fantastic. Okay, yeah, we have to post a picture of that.
Yuyo Botanics.
Because I think that could be.
It's really lovely.
Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, gosh. I think it was like $85 for a bottle.
Yep.
So yep. I wouldn't buy cheap stuff. And
no.
It is, but it's lasted me for so long. I mean, I'm not taking dropperfuls every day. I'm maybe using it once a week. Maybe.
That's great, though. But you just said the most important thing that I've learned about CBD oil, which is know where it's coming from.
Yes.
You want to make sure you're buying good stuff.
I think with any, and I'm just like that with supplements too. I think any kind of supplement, just make sure you have good stuff. Okay, so that's one of my little Sunday survival tips. What do you got, Marjorie?
You know what I do is, and this is really, if I'm stressed on a Sunday, and this is not genius, but it helps me, I go back and rewatch something that I have loved. I actually just, that's how I sort of shut my mind down.
Yeah.
Is, and it's sort of silly. So I'm in a little bit of a stressful period now. And so I thought, what do I want to watch? What do I want to watch? I'm going back and I'm watching all of the seasons of Girls.
Yes.
Because it's interesting. That show was such a game changer in a lot of ways. I reacted to it one way the first time I saw it, but I knew that it was good for what it was. And I don't mean that in a derisive way. I now go back and I'm watching it just for the writing because I find that interesting. But doing that, watching something that I've watched before and picking it apart and being very analytical about it to myself, as silly as that may seem, that's very relaxing for me.
Okay, that's great.
And so that's what I do. That's what I do on Sunday nights is I, and actually that's what I've been doing when I get home from work, is I'll just watch that. And it's helpful to me. It's very strange. It's what I've always done. The same thing is true of books, is I'll often reread books. And I think it's because you don't have to use your full brain because you already know what's coming, so you can sort of use a different part of your brain to enjoy it.
You just get to know that you're enjoying it. Okay, I think that's a great idea.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
one other thing for me that's really helped too on Sundays that I try to do. It's been a little bit more complicated since my kitchen has been torn down to the studs, but meal planning on Sundays is really helpful. If I can start the week knowing that I have a plan for dinner for every single night, I feel so much better. So a lot of times I'll grocery shop on Sundays or have groceries delivered on Sundays and then map out the week. And I have a super cute little menu board, and it's from some local gals at this company Style and Dwell. And it's just like this really cute plexiglass that says menu on it and then has all the days, and then it comes with a little like marker that you can write on what you're having on Sunday night, what you're having on Monday night and Tuesday night. And
oh,
then
that's great.
I automatically have the plan set, and then I find that I'm going into the week with 5 decisions that I don't have to make because they're already made. And a big thing for me is knowing what food I'm making makes me feel a lot more calm. And so if I menu plan and meal plan on Sundays, that just even the act of that helps me to just kind of calm down and be more in the moment and then be ready to go for the week.
So you posted something. I love that idea. I love, love, love that idea. You posted something, I think, on your Instagram page where Bernie, your daughter, had written all the things about you.
Yes, so it was for Mother's Day.
She was filling in little things about her mom. And correct me on this because I'll probably get it wrong. But okay, so Bernie's 4.
Yes.
And she said, my mom likes to make carbonara.
Yeah. Yes. My mom likes to. So it was like, my mom is blank years old. And she said 21. And so I was like, you're the best. You're so awesome.
Yeah.
And then my mom likes to make carbonara. And that was, and I make her spaghetti carbonara. That's her favorite meal. It's her favorite thing. And I love making it for her.
But I love the idea. And this goes back to the menu board of sharing what you're going to make for your family and that your 4-year-old knows the word carbonara. It's fantastic. It's just the best. It made me so happy.
I love it.
If you are enjoying this podcast, please subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and share it with a friend. If you are super motivated, give us a review at Apple Podcasts. Thank you to Lisa Lovestrand on Facebook. First of all, what a great name. She says, this podcast is like sitting with your best girlfriends. Great topics, humor, and honesty. Aww. We try.
Thank you, Lisa. We love you. And please reach out to us. You can find both of us on Instagram at Best of the Nest or at Eliz Reese and at It's Me Marjorie 1. And we are also on Facebook and Twitter. Okay, till next time, Marjorie.